I would.
Just take a pinch yeah. Your shirt like this. And
then just...
Oh. So then
you cut
your hair.
Can you hear?
Huh?
Can it, will it catch like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be good.
Huh? Okay.
So Nene, were you born on the Yeehaw, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's your full name?
Florence Kupuale Poinole Nicholas.
That's your last name?
Mm-hmm.
And what I have to find out are just a couple of things, you know, general things. Like, I guess I can ask these questions and just put them down. When were you born?
And he home?
When?
What day? November 28th.
1938. Mm-hmm. And how long have you lived
here in Oahu? About 6 years. 6 years? Mm-hmm.
So you've
you
moved here from
Niihau
directly, or did you live on Kauai at all?
No, I came to Kauai and stayed there for 2 years, then I came over here.
That was in 1967. 67 to 69, you stayed Kauai? Or? No, 66. 66?
Yeah.
You put Kauai and then 68, came to
Oahu.
7. 67?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I see. So, but all of your life before then you lived on Niihau.
Uh-huh.
So you must be beautiful over there.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine what it's like when you place like that. I guess it's kind of like, is it like living in Tahiti or Samoa or someplace?
No.
It would really be different.
Yeah.
But the language, the Hawaiian, you use the T, yeah? It's
yeah.
Like K.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever spoken with anyone from Samoa or Tahiti?
No.
I notice you've got a lot of shell lays. Do you make them?
Uh-huh.
How do you make them?
So usually use the glue for put them on one ply board, put the glue and put the shell on it. So after that, we have to spray them with a resin.
And
so it won't fall off. Yeah.
On the board.
Like yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about looking for shells? Is there any secret to get really good shells?
No.
How do you get the best shells?
So actually, the shell all come one time, so we have to pick up all one time. Any just kind of shell, no matter what. Yeah.
Just pick up any kind.
Yeah.
Pick any kind.
Yeah.
You look on the beach.
Yeah.
You just, but maybe some place better than the other place. Yeah?
No, just the same.
Any place.
Yeah. Any place. Yeah. There are certain places on here we had the shell come on the shore. But not the whole island.
Not the whole island?
No.
Sandy beach, not so good.
No, it's good. Yeah.
Sandy beach is better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They come in from the reef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody? Is it better to look on the reef or on the beach?
On the beach.
Anybody go out there? Swimming?
No.
Dive for the big shells?
No. No. Just pick it on the shore.
What is kauri in Hawaiian? You know.
Arirea. Arirea.
Arirea.
Yeah.
Arirea.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty big ones.
Yeah.
Beautiful colors. I lived on a small atoll island in Micronesia. Do you know where that is? You know where Guam is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your brother went to Kwajalein, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same part, you know. Kwajalein is here. And more to the west, this little island that I lived on, a small atoll island. You know, just a reef, circle reef, and
yeah.
A couple little islands on the side. We found big kauris out there, all kinds of shells. beautiful shells.
So do they have the small cells too? No.
I think they have all kinds of small shells. You know. All. They have the same kind as that, you know.
Oh,
I know
I see.
That I've seen.
Yeah.
Because I used to go pick them up myself.
Oh, I see.
And the kids, you know, the kids would pick up all kinds of shells.
Yeah.
They can find all. The Navy boats come in, you know, sometimes a Navy boat, Coast Guard boat, something like that. They anchor off the island.
Yeah.
And the men come ashore. And trade. They give them cigarettes and stuff like that, you know, for shells.
To trade in with the shells?
I don't know. People never come ashore on Niihau, though, yeah? No outsiders. I mean,
no outsider can go. Yeah, you have to get the permission to go over to Niihau. Yeah.
How many people living there now?
Oh, 300 something.
Population going up or down?
I think going down.
How come?
They're playing off of me at Kauai.
Huh?
The plan of them is at Kauai.
Well, they're staying in Kauai now. How come?
Nothing going down.
How come?
I don't know.
How come? But are you young children leaving and the old people staying or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. But when you find shells, how do you separate them to decide which ones, you know, like for this kind of lay? What kind of lay is that?
It's on the single one.
This, the double, triple lay and the strands, you know, the long. This one.
Oh, that's the single strand, yeah.
Single strand.
Uh huh.
And you put them all together, like you can sometimes put five strands, ten,
yeah,
strand,
uh-huh.
Eight, ten strands.
Yeah.
Is there a special way of doing it? I mean, do some people do it one way and some people do it another way?
Well, they always do that. There's only two ways of stringing. One is the single way of stringing, and one is pikake style.
Pikake?
Mm-hmm.
That's the, what is that, pikake?
Pikake style is the...
This one?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the pikake style.
How do you do that? This one.
You gotta string them, two string.
You can show me.
Mm-hmm. You gotta take them out.
Oh, no, don't take them out. You need, you gotta put...
String two at a time, and then you tie, and then put the other two and tie.
Like, on this, there are two on this side, and then two more on this
side,
and then you put them together.
Yeah.
Oh. Looks like pikake, too.
Yeah.
That's why. They call it pikake because it looks like pikake or because of the way it's strung?
I don't know. They just may call it pikake style.
But they have all kinds of shells there. Yeah. That one has a little bit black on the tip.
Yeah. No more, I think.
What, are some shells better, you know, they have all different kinds of shells, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some shells better than others, you know? I mean, the color, like...
Oh yeah, the color, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of the colored small kind, is that the best kind? You know, the hardest to find or something like that?
Yeah, it's the hardest to find. Yeah, it's the best in me, yeah.
But you folks, do you sell the lays from Niihau?
Yeah.
Do people, who buys them?
Friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
It's all through It's nobody like a store or anything like that.
No. No.
It's so hard to find. No, I met this guy over in Hanalei, inside Kauai. And he's a Hawaiian boy, but he grew up in Haena. And he learned from Hawaiian friends. And I think, I don't know, maybe he's part Hawaiian, I don't think so. And he makes beautiful lace of that same kantikake style, yeah, and the long strands. He charges a lot of money for them.
How that can
flat one?
You're
supposed
to make the
lake of Hanan. That one is harder to use.
Which
one?
That one
bring
easier.
Yeah.
It's a fan
cell.
The flat one on the Christmas tree.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kind of look like, oh, not really. I was going to say it looks like on a PE shell, but it's not wrong.
You know? No.
And it's not the same color, of course.
And all kind of colors, yeah.
Yeah. They have a lavender, orange, yellow, pink, and white.
You made that one?
Yeah. No, one of my friends made it.
One of your friends?
Yeah.
So you folks have been living over here for 6 years now. You don't get homesick?
No.
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 Oh.
I go every summer.
Oh, I see. When you guys go back there, you party?
No.
Plenty parties?
No.
No.
Just for vacation.
Just for vacation.
Your mother is still there.
Your mother know me? Come on. Luau for you folks.
No, we don't.
Really?
Before, yeah, we used to make luau every year. Not now.
How are times over in Niihau now? Is everything good as ever? Or?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I
mean, what is it like? You never been there, huh? No, hardly anybody from the outside has ever been there.
Some people, but not to me.
Yeah. So do you like Honolulu? What do you like about Honolulu?
I don't know.
You guys go to the movies, you go?
Yeah, any place I think.
You like sports? Do you go watch baseball?
No, I don't. I would have Hawaiian music.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the thing. You play music.
Mm-hmm.
You
play, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I play on the cruise ship, you know, they go off of, out of, you know Ale Ale Kai and,
yeah,
Catamaran.
Mm-hmm.
I play for Windjammer Cruise. That's the, mm-hmm, one right next to Ale Ale Kai.
Yeah.
The big sailboats, you know, couple masts.
Yeah. So you play on it?
I don't know much Hawaiian music yet, though. I gotta learn. I've been, my partner is Hawaiian, but he grew up on Fort Island, yeah, just after the war. But when he was about 8 years old, the family moved to the mainland. So he, most of his life, he spent on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's not really too Hawaiian. More like a Hawaii than I am. I guess he can't be more than I am. No, it's kind of funny because sometimes I try to get him to sing the Hawaiian songs. Nah. He wants to sing Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. You ever hear that song? I bet you didn't.
No, I don't. No. All or more?
No, the other.
Oh, yeah. He's my cousin.
What?
On Ale Ale Kai.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times have you been along?
Four, I think.
You had a good time or not?
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? Just sit there and eat? Or look around, or did they
get we play music.
They had you come up and play,
yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He always do.
What do you play?
Hawaiian music?
No, for instrument.
Yeah, ukulele or guitar.
You play both?
Mm-hmm.
You play slide key?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn some. You know, I was listening to you. You ever go here, Kill the Demon? Kill and
Kapoor? Yeah, uh-huh.
You like the music?
Okay, the old way, yeah. The old way of playing the, but actually it's not the old way of playing slack key. They get the folks.
They say so, they say it.
Yeah, they say it, but it's not, yeah. So mostly that we help people play the old way of slack key.
The real old mm-hmm. style. But those guys, they're trying to test
to jazz them up or something, yeah?
Advertisement, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They make them too fancy, you think?
Yeah. It is.
How do folks on Niihau play? They play more simple or what? Not so much jazz and stuff?
No, just play simple.
How about the chords?
Even the chords too.
I mean, you can tell me like what chords you guys use. You, like you talk about C and G and E and all that stuff. Or you just play.
So we play any key. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find the minors in slack
key. Yeah, it is.
How do you find them?
I don't know. Sometimes as we learn by ear.
Uh-huh.
So when the old folks play, we used to play before. So as we were still young, so we go around them and listen to how they play. So once they leave the instrument down, he asked kids over there, try to play. So we catch on. So that's where I learned. I learned by ear. Mm-hmm.
That's the best way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you learn, you never forget.
No.
You learn by lessons and
no,
read,
I don't.
You know, then you forget them fast.
Yep. I don't.
That's good. Yeah, I learn I'm in Kalana Napua.
Kita.
It's like I'm down to D tuning.
Yeah.
Just like down at the E string to D, high E to D, and the low E on the D. And the A, I guess, goes to A goes to G. E string.
So you don't play ukulele, no?
I don't play much, no. I used to play, but back on the mainland, you know, I don't play home mm-hmm. style. I don't know how. I like the rhythm. I only meet one guy, I don't know too many guys on the Aleaka, just one guy I met. Crewman, I think, I'm not sure. But he'd been around for a long time, I don't remember the name. Kind of a stocky guy. Not, he looks like he's not the Hapa Haole, you know.
Oh, I see, yeah. I think so, Hapa Haole. Just get Haole name, eh? But his last name.
Who? I don't know his name. I forget.
I see.
I just met him. Henry, maybe. I don't know. Nah, I don't think that's Henry or George.
So you learned from him?
No. No, I just met him on the Ali Ali Kai.
Oh,
he's
I see.
One of the guys that work on the Aleaka. My partner is...
He's kind of big Hawaiian guy.
Not super big, you know. He's about my height, but he's strong in the shoulders, you know. A big chest.
Yeah.
I'll pick up his name if I see you again. You know him. You probably know your brother. Who's that, your brother?
No, my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
He's a skipper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And look, all the other cowboys, they play good music.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
What else? You go around town, you go listen to other people?
Yeah, who? I do. I go listen to a lot of Jenna Gavin, if you heard of her.
Yeah.
She's played at Aloha Kuyo.
Where?
Aloha Kuyo. It's in town.
Oh, Aloha Kuyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She played Thursday and Saturday, Friday and Saturday. She played good music.
She went start the gig just a little while ago, no?
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For 1 month, I think now.
Yeah.
Ah, let's go here. You should go. Yeah? You should go. I used to go over there every time. Yeah. Even every weekend, I used to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love going. Just to listen to Hawaiian music. So, they call me for go up and sing.
That's good.
Yeah.
You sing all kinds of.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the old songs too, yeah?
Yeah, in the old songs too.
You get, okay, what they call the gourds?
Ipu.
Ipu.
Yeah.
You can dance the old style.
Yeah.
The only one, you know, I've seen over here, Yolani Luahini, you know, she's the one, not too many people over here can dance the old style, but she still does.
Yeah, I know, she still does. She's from Hilo, Hilo, yeah?
Yolani Luahini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she's from down here?
No, I think she's from here. Yeah, you're right. She comes over here, but she doesn't have to. But they don't push the drinks down at Hilo Hagria.
Huh?
They don't push the drinks.
No?
They don't make it.
No, no.
Coffee,
no?
But they get Aloha.
No, drink. I drink coffee.
Huh? Oh, you drink coffee?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can eat saimin or whatever you want to eat.
Oh.
Yeah? They serve food too. So when I go in, like me, I don't drink. So I used to drink coffee, coke.
So they're not pushing the drinks?
No, they don't, so. No.
Oh, that's good. Who else you go here?
Hui Ohana.
Huh?
Hui
Ohana.
Yeah.
What is it
mean? International market.
The international market?
Yeah.
Which place?
No, celebrate the inn, I think, something
Celebrity.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's where they play. And then they play at I used to go listen to the Sons of Hawaii, Kiola and Kapunu.
Yeah, Sons of Hawaii, they play down
Stai. Hawaii Kai
Sai. Oh, they're playing the style now. They was playing down at the Territorial Tavern.
Yeah, before, yeah. Now they're playing at Hawaii Kai Sai.
Sons of Hawaii, who's the leader of that?
Oru Ehana. Olai ya pua ya kupalai pua.
Kamai, Eri Kamai.
Eri Kamai.
Sons of Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's the leader, yeah?
Yeah, he's the leader, yeah.
He
could be like, oh, come on, take it to me. What he doing? Oh. I'm telling him to come over and sit down.
Oh, she's not. Hey, come sit down.
Pua.
But she's shy.
No. No.
She's busy.
No, she's not busy. I'm calling her from come over here, go just talk story.
Yeah.
For help out like that.
What about your, when you was growing up on Niihau? What kind of games you folks play?
Yeah, they will play jacks. But the jacks we used we used the stone to make to play jacks. Yeah.
What about ball?
Yeah, we had the ball. We had a ball from down from Kauai. Then so we used the stone to play jacks.
How many you could pick up?
Plenty. Me? Yeah. I can forget.
How many the most though? You can pick up more than about 15, yeah?
No, no, cannot.
You get them in the hand, they
fall. Again, You have to pick up one, I think, and then two, and then three, and then after that you have to pick all, I think. Can't forget. Long time we don't play the games.
What you guys get anything like Chase Master?
Yeah. You play Chase Master? Yeah.
When you were small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
How do you play
them? Just like the way...
You get one guy hit, he chase after the others, but... I don't know, you know, the kids over here play them pretty simple, yeah? They just... sometimes the guy...
Yeah.
He hit, yeah? And you gotta try to eat the other guys, yeah? But did they count, you know, when you was a kid?
Yeah, we took count, yeah.
What you guys counted to?
From 1 to 10.
1 to 10?
Yeah.
You counted Hawaiian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything in Hawaiian?
Yeah, everything in Hawaiian, yeah.
When you folks first started to learn English?
So my mother too. My mother.
That's right.
She's the school teacher.
Bila was telling
me. Yeah. So she used to teach us.
When you were small?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old were you the first time you started?
I was 6.
About 6?
Yeah.
So school time?
Yeah.
She never teach you before school?
No.
She didn't let you talk Hawaiian?
Yeah. All the time is Hawaiian, yeah.
What other games you guys play?
When we were small, we play marbles.
Marbles?
Marbles.
Oh, marbles.
Yeah.
How you play? What kind of games? All different kinds of marbles, you know?
Yeah, I know, but they play fish, yeah?
How?
Fish game. You just throw the fish, the shape of the fish, and put a marble in, and then you shoot them. If one come out, then you win.
You get him?
Yeah.
You can take that one?
Yeah.
You can shoot again?
Yeah.
What happened? You shoot once. What happened? You miss.
If you miss, you stop right there.
Pass them on to the next.
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. many play?
Put 4. Yeah.
So, how many marbles get inside the fish?
10.
Every time 10?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You get 4 people.
Yeah.
I get 10 marbles, you get 10 marbles. You put 10 inside. Who put
the marbles? So, 2 put extra in.
2 put extra?
Yeah. So if you win, so you can take 4.
Oh.
Either 4 or 2.
Or 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So let's say, you put in 4, I put in 2.
Yeah.
Put in 4 and put in 2.
Yeah. It's what?
You shoot first.
Yeah.
Then what?
So if you shoot, if you miss, so you have to stop right there, the other guy shoot.
If you knock him out, then what?
Then you have to wait.
Okay, you shoot him and you go knock one out.
Yeah.
Then what? You gotta pass the turn or you hit them on the
No, you can have to shoot one more time.
How many times?
Sometimes 2, unless you miss, yeah. Then you stop.
I see. So one guy really good, he can shoot them all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You ever did that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Marble are all small.
They're all small, yeah.
How about the big kind?
So we don't use the big one. No.
You never have?
No, we have. But some they play with a big marble.
How they play?
They just play the way we play. Because over there we just play only one game.
Only one game? Fish?
Yeah.
We call them fish in Hawaii?
Yeah.
What is Nika?
What? Ia.
Ia.
Yeah. This I-E. Yeah.
You know, out on the island that I was living on, the word for fish is ich.
Iha.
Ich. Ich.
Ich.
Ich. Ich.
No. It's
That's different. It's different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but mm-hmm. it's the same word. It's just a different song, you know.
Oh.
It's the same as Ikar. And out there they say for Imu.
Mm-hmm.
The folks say Imu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say Imu.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of.
But it's just, you know,
yeah.
Different dialect. Like
that. Yeah.
Puede
curtir.
You're going to pull your shirt.
That's okay.
Okay. Should I take them? Just put
over
it
over here.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
Or just right like that, you see. That's good. You cannot get them to come in.
Can pull out in a minute. 1 minute, yeah. Oh, you need no one yet. Oh, yeah. Now I'm. Minute, yeah. Put this on her.
Huh?
You can
leave them on
here,
and then
you know,
rumble inside.
No? Oh, I see. 1 minute, yeah. 1 minute, yeah. Ah, Turkey, yeah. No, Marida.
Sit down.
1 minute.
How do you say sit down?
No, he lalo. No, he lalo.
What is to sit?
Noho.
Noho.
No, ici.
I was going to try to find the same word. In that language that I spoke out there, it was very different. Sit down, it's my problem.
Where are you? Where are you?
Yes.
What island?
Ifuluk. Ifuluk is straight south of Guam. 400 miles straight south of Guam. About 450 miles west of the Chuck. 350 miles east of Guam. In the middle of nowhere.
Pull
up
to school.
How long?
What's 7 minutes?
7 minutes. Oh, is it? You like it? Junk.
Well,
it's junk anyway, yeah? No matter where. Oops. I better not talk that way in front of mom.
Get to
it. Okay, let's just leave it right out here. Leave it there and forget about it. Yeah. I had a friend that was going to Stevenson, Holly boy, his name is Ashley Bickerton. He was going there a couple of years ago. Though. How long have you been going there? What grade are you?
Eight.
8, 9. I don't think so. Stevenson, it's a pretty decent school. Though. So, you like going to Niha? Better than over here. Or you like it over here?
Well,
I'm
looking for you.
You guys, when you go to Niha, do you guys do a lot of swimming? Ever go out fishing?
Yeah.
What kind of fishing do you do? Huh? You like the spearfish? No.
Yeah,
you prefer the spearfish.
I had a boyfriend.
I guess that's true. The women would not do that. But maybe I was thinking, like sometimes yeah. The tide gets really, really low and you can walk out on a reef flats. And sometimes there are little pools, you know, and the fish get trapped in there.
You first go lama lama.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, you can now.
What was the name of?
Feel funny, huh?
Stop calling you in English. Howden.
I think that feels funny talking English, huh? To you folks.
No?
Can't. Where's Dookie? Where?
At the park.
At the park. Who do you go with?
Nobody.
Nobody? What about your daddy? I saw him a while back.
Go to the neighbor's house.
Oh. Nice.
How old did you know?
That's your brother.
Yeah.
6 years old, boy. Really the big sister now. Hey, I got a good question. Did Kanani have her baby?
Yeah.
What kind? What's her name?
Kanani.
Yeah. The same name. It's Kanani.
Kanani of whom?
Kanani of whom?
What about the brother? Did they have any kids yet? No. No luck. Huh? Poor, what do you and your friends do for fun? Long time. Yeah. Let's go to the movies. You go listen to Hawaiian music with your mom. You don't like you like rock and roll. Or should I, man? Funny action. What? Where you guys hang out? Huh? Cannot talk with mother here. Huh? No, I cannot talk with mother here. Oh boy. Well.
You're strict.
Yeah, you can.
One time he was called up the radio station with you guys.
Bowling alley.
Bowling alley. You like the ball? You do? You just go along. Are you pretty good? What do you get when you bowl? What can you score?
Who was the bowling coming? What is down the country? Huh? How are you supposed to go?
You have just two children, right?
Yeah.
Boy and the boy.
Yeah.
What's the boy's name?
Tuki.
Tuki?
Yeah.
What's his full name? Tuki is his name.
Daniel Duke Walok Aina Marini.
Daniel Duke?
Ku Aloha Oka Aina Marini.
Ku Aloha.
Oka Aina Marihim.
Oka Aina.
Malihim.
Malihim. Oka Aina Marihim. You know what that means, yeah? Oka Aina Malihini. I know what Malihini means. I don't know what Oka Aina. Of the... What is Aina?
Aina is the land.
The land of the Malihini.
But because he was strangers, I think.
Yeah. Malihini, that's the word they teach the tourists as soon as they come to Waikiki. Huh. Either you're Malihini or you're Kama'ina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how old are you?
15.
You gonna go to Roosevelt next year or the year after?
Yeah.
You looking forward to that? You wanna go to Roosevelt? It's good over there.
Oh, hi, Sari.
Sit down.
You open the door. Just talk in anything.
So we actually this and so
nobody introduced me.
Oh,
this is Shalim.
Shalim.
You are you part of the family, your cousin or what?
Her husband is my uncle.
Oh, I see. So that makes you what?
Niece.
So you guys are sort of second cousins or something. Like that.
Yes.
Cousins.
First.
Cousins, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you from here, actually?
Yeah, I'm from here.
You live here all your life? Mm-hmm. You go to Stevenson?
No, I go to Farrington.
You go to Farrington now? Oh, you? What year? You're sophomore, junior?
Junior.
Oh. Farrington's a good school. You need good football and basketball.
Oh, football, not basketball.
Not basketball this year.
Junk.
Pooh, you ever go along with your cousin to football games?
I don't go football.
You don't go?
Boring.
Really? What you guys do?
We just stay home.
Sleep. That's good fun. Sleep, that's good fun. I don't get enough of that. I never do. I could always have a little more.
Before I used to bowl and she comes with me.
Oh, I see, that's when she's So you folks usually, you speak Hawaiian with the rest of the family? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll stand.
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But the summer I went to really help
them. You did? That must have been something special for you. Really? That's tremendous. You're one of very few outsiders that, of course, you're really part of the family too, so.
Even though I was happy I'm doing
that. Really? How come?
You see that thing?
What?
Because something came up anyway.
What?
I'm not a fan. I mean, I relate only to marriage, not blood.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But you let me
stay. Huh?
You let me stay.
Who? Who's he?
Bruce Robinson. Yeah.
He the honcho.
I don't know. To me, he looks like the...
The what?
The
Minican type.
The Minican guy, yeah. But he really runs things. How old is he?
He's only 27.
27?
Yeah. Younger than...
A youngster. He's younger than me.
He's really young. How many brothers?
Only two, one is peach. The oldest is 30.
Well, now, the old man is not alive anymore? He died or what?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, so they run in the show over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
The two brothers,
yeah. Okay. If they married, they get killed.
The only Bruce, yeah. He two girls.
They live in the in-house, they have house in
the in-house. Yeah, they have. So they travel over there. 3 times a
day. Nice house.
No, old house.
Old. Big old house, I bet. Yeah. Big old plantation house or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But Kauai is the nice house.
Yeah, in Kauai, yeah.
Where is their house in Kauai?
It's in Makaweli.
Makaweli?
Yeah.
Is that on the Waimea side or on the Lay side?
No, it's in the middle of
Han
Pepe
sort of
and Waimea. Between Han Pepe and Waimea.
Oh, yeah. We were just driving around there. We went over on Saturday. I took my folks over to Kauai. They got a condominium up there on the way. Just for the weekend. So we drove up to the canyon. We got over early in the morning and drove up to the canyon.
Yeah.
So pretty up there. You been up there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, lots of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that something surprising to me, you know. There were more local people visiting the canyon than, well, early in the morning there were more local people visiting the canyon than tourists. Lots of local people drive up there. I guess it shouldn't be that surprising. You know, it seems like it's a big tourist attraction, and all that time local people, they don't go to the tourist attraction.
Yeah. Maybe because the fog come in, they don't know when to go.
Yeah. It was so nice up there. We drove out to the lookout,
You went to Kolo.
Where is that Kolo?
Where's Kolo? Kekahasai. Gotta go up. No.
Oh, yeah. No. Because, you know, we just had this junk little dots, and, you know, I didn't want to drive any place I didn't know.
Remember Kilete? We got locked out of the car.
Oh, yeah?
People got the keys inside the car. we had to go through, I don't know, beam, or one of the beam boys were up there. They
had Mahi.
Mahi. With one hanger. Mahi. A little crack of the window. Pila was ready for hit him with the rock. Who's gonna hit him? Not me.
So you guys didn't stick the hanger inside?
Yeah. It's open.
Yeah. I guess that's the only way if you got a chance.
Where's the keys? Lock. You still think of a way to go pick flowers. Go away. They go pick flowers.
Boy, you was alone that time. No. You was?
Yeah. The fourth, yeah.
What kind of flowers are you guys in now?